Let's return to Consult Us on Business on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Frank Bisconti.
Welcome back to the show. Our guest today is the sales and marketing supervisor for a Florida-based company called MedOp, Inc. MedOp is a leading dietary supplement manufacturer and distributor dedicated to developing products for ocular health and overall well-being. Let's welcome the sales and marketing supervisor for MedOp, Ed Bisconti. Ed, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. Why don't we start off by you just telling us a little bit about MedOp and how long it's been around and what kind of products the company offers.
Okay, great. Well, the company's been around for 25 years now, and basically it came around because Dr. Horton, who is the creator of our products and is also an optometrist himself, was sick and tired of seeing people with macular degeneration come into his office, and there was really nothing to do about it. Macular degeneration is currently the number one cause of blindness in our senior citizen population. And back then, there was no surgery, there was no real hardcore treatment for helping people, even to try to suppress the onset or the progression of macular degeneration. So that's really where he started looking into the nutraceutical end of things. And he actually started by being pretty much against it. He didn't believe that this would end up helping the way that it actually has. So he wasn't a big proponent of vitamins to start with, and he did his research. And he's looked through, he's actually been a part of a lot of the studies, and the people who we have on our advisory board have been involved in a lot of the studies that have come up with the latest protocols for macular degeneration and also for dry eyes. And, he really is a pioneer as far as macular degeneration and helping with the treatment of, what is currently out there.
Now, macular degeneration, you made a reference that the company got started about 25 years ago, and that is kind of what the circumstances were in the country for people that had or was getting macular degeneration. Other than the products that your company offers right now, have there been any other advances in the treatment of macular degeneration?
Primarily, it has been from a nutraceutical angle. There are two different forms of macular degeneration. There's the dry type of macular degeneration, which what usually happens first when you first start getting macular degeneration. And then as that progresses, it progresses into the wet type of macular degeneration. And once you go into the wet type of macular degeneration, there's really not a lot out there as far as options are concerned for helping to control it. There are some new technologies out there. There's some new treatments as far as wet macular degeneration are concerned, and they really have to do with sticking needles in your eyes, which isn't the most attractive thought. So, really, if you catch it early and you start taking these supplements that have very high levels of lutein and zeaxanthin in them to help build the macular pigment, it really helps with eliminating and helping to control drusen deposits, which is what causes macular degeneration, these deposits on your macula that accumulate and that is harder for you to see.
Oh, you're jumping to my next question, because we have millions of people listening to us all over the world, and I was going to ask if you could give us a quick definition of exactly what macular degeneration is.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Your macula is a very small section of your retina, and when your eye filters light, it comes in through the front of your eye and gets focused on your macula, and then your macula is attached, and then that's how your the light and the images are perceived into your brain through your macula. Okay, as you get older, it's specifically called age-related macular degeneration most of the time, because this is predominantly an older disease. You may start to, those cells in your macula may start to degenerate, and drusen deposits are formed because of that degeneration. And these little deposits, they get in the way, they're little pieces of debris, and the more there are, the less you can see. As it progresses further, those cells around the drusen start to rupture, and that's where you get into wet macular degeneration.
I see. And does this condition eventually lead to blindness?
In many, many cases, it does. There are different levels of progression, and over the years, they have found, due to your diet, and primarily due to your diet, actually, different carotenoids that build up the pigment in your macula are lacking in a lot of cases, which is probably why Samoans have the lowest rate of macular degeneration, because they eat the most kale, which is the highest form of lutein in a natural substance.
Well, that's amazing. So Dr. Horton decided to set out and find a way to solve the problem of macular degeneration and began developing a series of supplements in order to treat the condition. So can you give us an idea of the type of products that are available through MedUp?
Sure. Our number one product is actually our MaxiVision whole body formula. It is a high level of lutein and zeaxanthin product that is also a complete comprehensive multivitamin. So it pretty much satisfies all your daily needs as far as a multivitamin and also as far as your eye health is concerned. Now, if you're particularly deficient in something like calcium or something like that, you may need to take another supplement. But as far as our most well-rounded product and our bestseller, it's definitely the whole body formula.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How many product lines are offered by the company?
We actually have four different product lines. Our MaxiVision is our predominant one. That's where we started with. About 8 years ago, we kind of went to a new condition in dry eyes. Most of the people in this country suffer from some degree of dry eye. A lot of them suffer from it and don't even know it because it's kind of minuscule. But omega-3 fish oils have been a tremendous help in controlling dry eye. And where we kind of took a step above the rest is Dr. Horton did all his research. He's a great researcher. And not only do we have omega-3s in the product, but also a well-rounded omega-6. And there's also an anti-inflammatory in there, all natural anti-inflammatory from curcumin, which is from turmeric. And it really hits all the major aspects of dry eye. A lot of products out there, they'll focus on inflammation or they'll focus on tear production, but this product hits it all. It hits tear production, tear quality, and inflammation all in one product. And there's no other product on the market that does that right now.
Wow. So if a consumer that has macular degeneration begins to take this product, is the benefit to, I don't want to say patient, but to the consumer, is the benefit to the patient that it slows the progression down, or do these supplements actually have the ability to reverse the condition?
Well, primarily, our primary function is to stop it in its tracks, which is why we say if you catch it early enough, this can really be a big benefit to you. However, we get calls all the time in our call center, not only from patients, but from doctors who have told us that it's pretty miraculous. They've actually seen the drusen deposits lessen in the scans that they've taken of the macula. And, you know, I wouldn't go as far as to say that, you know, this is something that is totally commonplace, but it happens way more than we even expected it to happen.
Okay, so that's anecdotal evidence that supports the use and benefits of your supplements. To the best of your knowledge, when you get this type of feedback from doctors around the country, is it through the use of these supplements only, or are the patients or are the consumers making changes to their diets as well or doing other things to try to help their condition?
Well, to be honest with you, the calls that we get in general, they pretty much focus just on the supplements. We do not send out information specifically telling doctors you need to tell your patients to change their diet this way. Obviously, telling your patients to eat healthier is always a better way to go about things, but we don't actually promote that. We promote our products, and we don't actually have like a diet plan or anything that we send out with it.
Okay. Do you sell directly to consumers, to doctors, to retailers, other outlets, or all of the above, or any combination?
All of the above, actually. We primarily are sold through doctor's offices. We do sell directly to the consumers for those doctors that don't wish to sell it out of their office. They just tell them to call us directly, and we'll go ahead and sell it to you that way. We do also sell it through some mom-and-pop retail stores. We're not in any national chains, but primarily the way we got into those stores was from doctors telling their patients, hey, go down to mom-and-pop drugstore and see if they carry it. And then that drugstore calls us, and that's how we get into that store.
Now, is that by design, since you're the sales and marketing supervisor? Is that just part of your marketing plan, that you really don't have an interest in being in the larger drug chains?
Actually, we are currently going to start putting something together to get into more, not so much like Walmart's, but the Walmart Vision Centers, because our product is really a specialized product. And because it's a specialized product, the margins aren't there for a lot of the big corporate chains as far as how much money they want to make.
So, I see. And
the quality of the ingredients is so high that, the margins aren't quite the same.
Okay, that's good to know. Have you identified who your competition is in the marketplace?
Yeah, and it's funny that you say that, because part of my job is to go to trade shows. And as a matter of fact, I'll be going to one out in Nevada here later this week. But we have noticed over the years that there are quite a few that pop up and quite a few that kind of fall by the wayside. But there are a few out there that still fit what we call standard of care. And basically, standard of care is it reflects all the latest studies and all the latest research, and it kind of sets a standard for your product to go by. And if you meet those standards, then you could call yourself standard of care, and we do. And there's very few of them out there, actually. When it comes to nutraceuticals in general, you don't always get what you pay for.
I think that little scam has been exposed in many segments, not only the ocular vision segment.
Right, right.
How long have you been with the company?
I've been with the company for 5 years now. I actually worked my way up. I didn't start in sales and marketing, even though let me go ahead and step back here a second and give you a little bit more on my background before I got here. I've been a personal trainer for 16 years now. Basically, over those 16 years, I have had many, many, many people come up to me with different vitamins and different supplements to give to my clients. And I would basically look at them, and I would read the label and hand it back to them and tell them why it didn't do what they said it was going to do. And I feel like over all of those years, it really kind of prepared me for this job. Unknowingly, it prepared me for this job. Because when I take a look at our products and I look at that and I see what they're saying it's going to do, I can't say the same things that I was saying to those other people, because the science is there, it's doctor formulated, and it really is an amazing product.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. We're going to come up on a first break. I hope you can stick around with us through the break so we can continue this conversation. Will you be able
Sure.
to do that?
Sure.
Good. When we come back, what I'd like to talk to you about is the actual growing of a small business here in America. I'm going to pick your brain a little bit about what you're doing on the sales and marketing side, working with Dr. Horton in order to grow a small entrepreneurial business and make it bigger and bigger, especially since you do sell a product that is nationally sold. So if you can just stick with us, we're going to be right back with Ed Bisconti talking about MedOp and ocular degeneration and supplements and everything else. And we're going to see how they have grown their small business over the last 25 years. Be right back.